California sheriff's deputy, 32, shot and killed by suspect out on bail after kidnapping, police. A California sheriff's deputy was shot and killed on December 29 while conducting a routine traffic stop, sparking a manhunt for the shooter. Riverside County Sheriff's Motor Deputy Isaiah Albert Cordero, 32, was conducting a traffic stop of a vehicle in Jurupa Valley in Riverside County at about 2 p.m., according to officials. As he approached the vehicle, the suspect, later identified as 54-year-old William Shea McKay, opened fire. A member of the community who witnessed the shooting contacted the police and paramedics were called to the scene. The sheriff's deputy, who joined the department in 2014, was transported to the Riverside Community Hospital where he later died from his injuries. A massive manhunt was then launched for the suspect, who was located in neighboring San Bernardino County, prompting a chase on the freeways through both counties. In a news conference on Thursday night, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco said that during the vehicle chase, deputies were successful with a spike strip that disabled the two rear wheels of the truck that McKay was driving. However, the car kept going. Suspect shot by police. The truck eventually stopped running after losing an axle and crashing, Bianco said. At the conclusion of the pursuit, the suspect fired rounds at deputies with a handgun, at which point they shot back, killing him, Bianco said. McKay had an extensive criminal history dating back to before the year 2000, according to Bianco, including kidnapping, robbery, and multiple arrests for assault with a deadly weapon, including the stabbing of a California Highway Patrol dog and more, the sheriff said. This terrible tragedy should have been prevented by the legal system, Bianco said, adding that McKay was convicted of his third strike in November 2021 in connection with kidnapping and assault with a deadly weapon. Instead of sentencing him to 25 years to life, which should have happened, the judge lowered his bail, allowing him to be released, Bianco said, adding that McKay was subsequently arrested again for failing to appear at his sentencing before again being released. We would not be here today if the judge had done her job, Bianco added, without naming the judge. Cordero is the first Riverside County deputy killed in the line of duty in over 10 years, according to the sheriff. Cordero was jokester and brother to all. Bianco said that Cordero had worked in local jails and became a sworn deputy in 2018 before completing motor school to become a motorcycle deputy in September. His goal from the day he was hired was to become a motor deputy, Bianco said. He was naturally drawn to law enforcement and certainly embodied our motto of service above self. He was a jokester around the station and all of our deputies considered him our little brother. In a statement, the Riverside Sheriff's Association said Cordero was a ray of sunshine in the Riverside Sheriff's Department, a person who was dedicated to protecting others. Once again, we face a tragic reminder of the selflessness and unwavering courage required of peace officers and their families. Deputy Cordero's death leaves a tremendous hole in the hearts of so many people who had the chance to know him personally. In a separate statement, California Gov. Gavin Newsom extended his deepest sympathies to Cordero's family, friends, and colleagues. He served his community selflessly and with dedication and courage. We owe him our respect and gratitude and will remember his sacrifice, Newsom said. According to Newsom, Cordero is survived by his mother, Rebecca, and father, Gilbert. Police officials said Cordero also had a girlfriend and older stepbrother. Flags at the state capitol will be flown at half staff in honor of the deputy.